House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visits Taiwan, and the markets react. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the second day of August. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. In other news, GEICO closes all of its California offices, and nobody seems to know why. Amazon is pulling back on fulfillment centers. Tito's Vodka is selling empty cans. No, really. And the story's a hoot. Some food news from Taco Bell. Hey, you're traveling again, and Airbnb is celebrating. If you're a fan of Beavis and Butthead, you might be celebrating too because the boys are back. We've got the Wall Street Report, and big box retail says everything must go. So, let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers. At ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're along for the ride again today. And yeah, you can reach us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour. Earlier, U.S. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi touched down in Taiwan, and the reaction? Mixed. On fears this would escalate tensions between the U.S. and China, the blue chips of the Dow cratered by more than 300 points after the landing. The White House said it was not a good time to visit. Pelosi is the highest-ranking elected leader to visit Taiwan, which China considers part of that country, since Newt Gingrich visited in the late 1980s. Back in 1949, rebels against the communist government fled to Taiwan and set up their own government. The United States recognizes Beijing as China and not Taiwan, but maintains friendly relations with the island. Those stock numbers are coming up in just a bit. And they were gone. Fox Business is reporting that insurance company GEICO swiftly closed all 38 of its agents' offices in California and laid off hundreds. Why is the big question? Californians can still obtain GEICO policies in the state, but only through a computer or mobile device, posing a challenge for those who are not technologically proficient. The precise reasons for the closures in California and massive layoffs remains unclear. In a statement to the Sacramento Bee, a company spokesperson declined to elaborate on the changes, but clarified that GEICO was not leaving the Golden State. After some furious building of fulfillment centers, it seems that Amazon is now pulling back and pulling out of building some that had been announced. USA Today is reporting that earlier, the freight industry trade publications FreightWaves reported that Amazon had canceled or delayed plans for opening at least 16 warehouses in 12 states this year. Meanwhile, the company confirmed the accuracy of those numbers to USA Today. Separately, the Wall Street Journal reported that Amazon so far this year has canceled, closed, or listed for sublease or put on hold more than 25 delivery stations and fulfillment centers across the U.S. and has delayed opening 15 more. Well, here's a story for you. CNN is reporting that rather than enter the growing trend of canned to-go cocktails, Tito's Handmade Vodka is selling empty cans. We are not making this up. The vodka brand is selling a completely empty can that encourages consumers to make canned cocktails however they like them, preferably with Tito's vodka. Tito's in a can is just that, almost. It is a 16-ounce refillable can that costs $20 that's meant to be a cheeky knock at the ever-growing cocktail-to-go trend. Taylor Berry, a spokesperson for Tito's, told CNN, quote, "Despite the flood of different flavors and variations, we've always believed the idea of customizations is always the way to go. You can make a cocktail the way you want it, and if you want the portability of a can, here's a can we made just for you. It just happens to be empty," end quote. The can is now on sale for a limited time at Tito's online store, with net proceeds benefiting charity. Customers have been asking Tito's to enter the canned cocktail space, Barry said. The brand has so far resisted, and Barry said that's because Tito's would rather focus on simply making vodka. And so you know, vodka tends to be the top-selling spirit in the United States, raking in more than $7 billion in sales last year, according to the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States. Tito's has grown in popularity since the Texas-based brand began back in 1995. The family-owned company does not reveal sales figures, but Tito's is one of the country's top-selling vodka brands, and they have a passion for dogs. Now, to see the cheeky gimmick, head to titosvodka.com. It is a hoot. And yes, we have posted the video on our Twitter feed. You got to check it out at @IOB_NewsHour. Moving from vodka to food, we're pleased to report that Taco Bell is bringing back a fan favorite. USA Today is reporting that a popular dish, the Mexican pizza, was relaunched in May after it was taken off the menu back in 2020 as Taco Bell looked to streamline its offerings, much to the dismay of fans. However, the return was met with such high demand, Taco Bell temporarily removed it from the menu weeks later, but do not despair. Mexican pizza will be back on menus as of September 15. Revenue at Airbnb is up, way up, thanks to rebounding travel. CNBC is reporting that Airbnb beat Wall Street estimates for their earnings and posted revenue that met expectations for the second quarter. The company also announced a $2 billion share buyback program. Airbnb, like Uber, benefited from an increase in consumer spending on activities as opposed to goods. Revenue jumped by 58% year-over-year to $2.1 billion, helping to drive the company's most profitable second quarter to date. For the second quarter, Airbnb reported more than 103 million nights and experiences booked. It is the company's largest quarterly number ever. Well, for those of you who can't get enough of Beavis and Butthead, created by Mike Judge way back in 1992, we've got some fantastic news for you. The boys are coming back in the upcoming revival of the animated show titled Mike Judge's Beavis and Butthead. The new show will focus on Beavis and Butthead's adventure in a modern world. We'll see the duo struggle to find their place in 2022 while being stuck in the same place they've always been, mentally speaking, that is. Mike Judge's Beavis and Butthead comes just after the film Beavis and Butthead Do the Universe, which was released on Paramount Plus back in June. The film is set in 1998 and follows Beavis and Butthead's journey after they've been sent to a space camp where a black hole takes them 24 years into the future, and they reemerge on Earth in 2022. Mike Judge's Beavis and Butthead will premiere on Thursday, August 4. The show will be released exclusively on Paramount Plus. Now, if you don't have Paramount Plus, you can get the ad-supported plan at $4.99 a month or the ad-free plan at $9.99 a month. Yes, the boys are back. And we go from having some fun to the markets, where we watched the Dow sink by 402 points to end the day at 32,396, while the NASDAQ lost 20 points to close at 12,348, and the S&P 500 was off by 27 points, ending the trade at 4091. The reason? Well, part of it has to do with Speaker Nancy Pelosi visiting Taiwan on her Asian trip. The other has to do with more hawkish comments coming from the Fed dealing with interest rates. And finally, there is this. If you were with us last week, we offered up the story that big box retail simply has too much stuff, so price cuts are coming. Well, according to CNN, the big box stores of the U.S. just aren't big enough right now. Walmart and Target are among the retailers pushing major discounts as they try to clear overloaded shelves. Major inventory backlogs have formed thanks to a shift in consumer spending, with inflation-wary customers starting to skip discretionary purchases. Walmart recently said it would be slashing prices to counteract consumers' reluctance to spend outside of categories like food and household supplies, while Target has pushed discounts on bulky items, including furniture and TVs, to make more room. Reuters is reporting that the problem extends far beyond individual storerooms. West Coast warehouses are piled high with merchandise ordered months ago during a pandemic-fueled surge in demand that inflation has quickly dampened. Target was quicker to announce its inventory backlog, analysts say, and looks to be in a better position than other retailers for the second half of the year. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.